On the Listener app, listen anytime, anywhere. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. Melbourne United are flying. They sit atop of the NBL ladder.
Despite going down to the Wildcats last night, Melbourne United sit atop the NBL ladder on the back of
11 wins in a row.
And our next guest has been instrumental to their success.
Hello to Landale, who spins away on Mooney and then jams at home.
As United take on the South East Melbourne Phoenix on Saturday, please welcome Jock Landale.
Jock, welcome to you.
Thanks, mate.
Let me explain what happened. Right, we've been riding you like a bull.
We have.
Because you've 11 straight. You've been the pride of this magnificent city.
Yep.
Hutchie's got the joint rolling, yep. Courtside, everything. And then we get to this, and so Bill goes, Jesus, United won again. I said, 11 straight, how good are they? Bill goes, won't last. I said, I beg your pardon. He said, they're playing against the Wildcats. They always belt us. So then what happens? He is the cause of what happened last night, Jock.
I don't think
the commentator's curse.
No, I don't think so, Jock, because you were sloppy, weren't you?
Yeah, we were a bit sloppy.
18 turnovers, I think it was, Jim, there, which just gives the other mob a repeat ball.
Does it, Bill?
Yeah.
Sound like a real expert of basketball right now.
I just read it out of the paper there, Jock. But let me have a look. 82 to 69. That's not many points in anyone's book.
No.
And then I'm having a look at the scorers. Landale with 11. That's the highest scorer.
Rode his side of the boat.
Oh, 11. He could have. And then Golding with 10. He's our bloody 3-point superstar. So it was an off night. We just put it down as an off night. We move on.
It was an off night, to say the least. And I think I actually set the record for lowest points as a top scorer in NBL history last night. So, yeah, there's a record in the record books for us, but it's not a good one.
All seriousness, do we have an issue with the Wildcats? Because they keep winning the bloody thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little annoying, and I think that we take it personally, and we feel like this year's ours. But, you know, last night we let slip, and now they've got it. You know, what are they? They're 2-1 against us now. Mm. So, look, they've got a really good squad, but, you know, I think that we still will hold the top of the table at the end of the day and look forward to those matches.
Our man Hutchie wander in after a performance like that and start reading the riot act?
No.
I would hope not. No. I would hope not.
He had to have a think about it.
Yeah, he did.
Probably.
Couldn't draw you a basketball, Hutchie, by the way. He couldn't draw you a basketball, Hutchie, so he should stay out of the ring.
But he does a good job. Hey, we've got you in the studio, which is fantastic.
Yep.
So you're, what, 2'11"?
2'11", 2'13", yep.
We'll go with 2'13".
Yeah, 2'13",
well. Jim.
Up a little.
Yes.
And 116 kicks.
113.
We'll get it right, Bill. Oh, can't be out
your numbers
right.
Wrong, mate.
Where are you
pulling this off Wikipedia or something from 5 years ago?
Yes. It's all off Wikipedia. Don't worry about that. But that's a big boy. That is Maxi Gawn. And how is your mobility? You getting around all right?
Yeah, I would say I get around really well for my size. Right. I'm not necessarily the highest jumper, but I'm pretty quick on my feet. So, yeah.
Right. Because I was reading you want to play in the NBA.
Yep.
But they said here that you don't move as quick as what the other blokes
who
do.
Who said that?
Just talk to him, Jim, in a minute. I'll read this.
Where are you getting this crap?
Who said that?
No one said that.
This is Wikipedia again, is it?
I want to go out there and I want to play at the high level and play in the NBA, show people that even though I'm not
He's
as athletic as some of these guys,
no.
I'm sure as hell can outthink them.
So I said I wasn't as athletic as the other guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right. So it's my own doing. Yeah, no, that's that's fair enough.
And then you said, what about Joe Ingles? He's an elite defender. He's an elite defender for Utah. You said that.
Excuse me, Bill.
I did say that. But I backed it up by saying that he was a scrub back in the day. So you can't leave out the insults when it comes to Joe because he is a prick.
Hey, well done.
We love Jingles. He's a star, one of our mates too. He's a beauty. Now, I love your backstory.
Right.
Because I didn't realise until I started doing some proper research.
Yep. You had an injury?
Knocked the crap that Bill's gone
injury.
With.
When?
What did you like? His backstory?
No. His backstory, Bill. I didn't realise that you went to the same school as our children.
I did.
Now, that wouldn't have been much fun. Well, not with my Nimrod eldest son.
Yes.
Jono. Yep. Was he in the same year as you?
He was a year above. He was one of the blokes who loved to give me a bit of stick and initiate me and all of the above.
Did you club him? Because you would have been bigger than him even then, I would imagine.
Yeah, but back then I was fat and I hadn't hit puberty and I was just scared of everyone. So I didn't get into any of it.
Well, you would like now to club him.
Yes.
Good. I'll make that happen. Now, what about the beautiful brownless girls?
Yes. Lucy or Ruby?
Lucy. Yeah, Lucy was part of a mob I went to formal with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend now is
India Madden.
India, which is Beck Madden's stepsister.
Yep. Yes. No. Niece.
I told you that.
Niece, Bill, you idiot. How bad has your research been for this interview? I'm serious.
Blame it on Wikipedia yet again.
Which bench? So you're 2'11 or 2'13 and she's...
Oh, here we go.
She's what? She's a tiny little...
100? I know Indy Madden.
She's 100 centimetres. But he did grow up in Denny. This is what we love about him. And do it in Denny. You drive into Denny Gym and there'd be these rabbits sitting there on a sign. And that was their logo. Do it in Denny.
Elite. Great town. So
the
Ute
Muster.
Yeah. And the Ute Muster. Yeah. You ever get out to that?
I have not actually been yet.
Oh.
Yeah. Just with basketball, living in Geelong, all that stuff. I've just time and time again missed it. So
Penargo?
I've heard plenty of stories, though.
Why are you still living in Geelong?
No, he was.
No, I was, but you're not grammar. With your kids weren't there, remember?
You're not still living in Geelong.
No.
For God's
shit,
sake,
no.
I just got a little frightened there for a second.
Now, big game Saturday night, Jim. This is where we can turn around the throwdown here. Saturday night, southeastern Melbourne Phoenix take on Melbourne United. So that is a big game. What kind of crowd would you get for that, Jockey boy?
Well, usually we're used to some pretty decent-sized crowds, but we're having a hard time packing the gym out at the minute.
Oh.
People seem to just be a bit reluctant to get to the games when there's football going on and they're used to sitting at home during COVID and rah-rah-rah. Mm. So we had a decent turnout last night against Perth, but we're hoping that this Melbourne clash will bring a few more in.
Well, that's because Hutchie takes all the seats.
Only two.
Bill.
He's my boss, so I'm not going to get involved in this.
Freed up a few of the ones he bloody reserves. You might be able to get some
John
people
Cain
in.
John Cain Arena, 5:30 Saturday night, and it's the local boys going at it. That'll be good.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that, no doubt. Back on the winning circle. Now, Giving Rise, tell us a bit about this, please. What does this mean? Headspace Australia.
Yeah, so just, you know, living over in Europe, having dealt with my own kind of mental health, you know, battles and issues, I decided that I was pretty keen to get involved. And, you know, it's a long story, but essentially I heard a pretty troublesome story about a young lady who was 12 years old and already, you know, thinking of
the worst,
taking her life and doing the worst of the worst. And it just kind of sparked a real motivation for me to give back to these spaces and try and get involved. So working with a group of guys over at South Southwest, and they kind of put me onto this charity Headspace, which attacks the 12 to 25 year old range of people who deal with these problems, because that's where 70 to 75% of the issues begin. So decided that I wanted to give back in some way, shape or form, and that kind of just took, you know, legs of itself and came up with the idea to do like a dunks for charity type scenario. And every time I dunk the ball in a game, I donate $200, and you know, people have already come on board and given back. So there's a link in my bio on my Instagram page if anyone wants to check it out. And it's you know, it's giving back to a good cause for the remainder of the year.
Well done, you. $6,500 pretty much already, Bill. Tell a mate and spread the word.
Yes.
Headspace. Would appreciate it.
So how do people do that? Link in
my Instagram bio.
Instagram bio. Yep. Righto, beautiful.
So that is well done. Well done to you, Jock, for doing
appreciate
that. It. So what about now? Where are we at the season? We three-quarter through?
We've got 9 games left.
Yep,
yeah,
righto.
So about 3/4.
And then we just get a nice little run into finals, and then away we go.
Yep.
How's Dean Vickerman? He's going all right?
He's going all right. I think that the hair might be a little grayer after last night, but we've got a great group of guys down there, and he's doing an awesome job, so everyone's pretty happy.
Well done, mate. Yeah. You've been magnificent as a team. Forget about last night. You can have the odd bad one, Bill,
mate.
Yeah,
100%.
I used to.
Every week.
Oh, I don't know if I did.
Pretty much every week. Whereas they've had one in about 10 weeks. Well done. Good luck with everything that's coming up.
Thanks, fellas.
And head along to the Throwdown on Saturday night. You can get your tickets at tickettech.com.au. It's an absolute ripper night out at the NBL. Jock Landale from Melbourne United. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.